I think we had a beef of some kind. She got stoned and they had some kind of a beef, and she went up to the main house down the pool area. And he turned to me and he says, "Alan, I've lit my last fire for you." So I said, "Tommy, what's the matter with you?" He says, "I'm not going to be your goddamn slave with all your hoity-toity friends walking around, and I'm like a goddamn slave here doing your cooking." I remember that instance. You remember that? That was a Sunday.
Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Sure you do. You almost got killed going home.
I hate him. I think he's the lowest.
Well, other than that personal incident you had...
Well, that's not all. Is there any... I think he must hold it against Lance and I that we're not his kids or something, because he's always taking it out on us. And when Lance left, it was me. Now, it wasn't as much Lance as it was me. Anything I would do would be wrong to him, you know. And say I would go out. And when I'd come in, it'd be, "Where have you been? What did you do?" You know, all that kind of stuff. "Who are you with?" And I don't care who it was I went out with, he could always find something wrong with them. Always.
For most part, Alana, was he mostly, at these particular uproarious times, was he pretty well in a bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You observed heavy drinking?
Yeah. This past year, from September through December, it was very bad.
You left him in December?
No, I left, you mean to come here?
Yeah.
No, I didn't leave until...
Yes, you did.
I don't mean this... I mean last year.
Last year.
Last year is what I mean.
You're talking about...
In my senior year. 63. In my senior year.
Well, didn't your mother go to the minister?
Yes. She went to the minister, and they talked, because she was ready to have a... She'd had it. She was very upset. And
Did he ever beat your mother, or did he ever...
Not that I've ever seen. I don't think, to my eyes, he's ever beat her.
Has he ever hit you?
Yes, he hit me. Once.
Would this have been a fit of drunken anger?
Yes.
Or is it just that you had done something
wrong? Well, I think he was drunk, because it was 11:45 when I came in. And why was I so late?
When was it?
It was Easter. It was past Easter. It was right before
Easter.
It was Saturday night before Easter.
Easter 62 would be.
Oh, no. 63.
Oh, when did you leave him finally?
Well, I left home before I came here. I left the 1st of November.
She moved out.
I moved out.
How old are you now?
18. I threatened to do it before, but I was underage. I couldn't do it.
You were living with him in North Carolina?
Answer, don't shake your head.
What was he doing in North Carolina?
He's done several things. First of all...
Well, tell the whole story what he has done. You know, you worked
first
at the same store.
First of all, I worked twice with him. He worked in a movie theater in High Point as assistant manager. And I worked as cashier, you know, behind the concession stand. So I worked there with him. And he lost his job there, but not until a year after that did I find out why. He was stealing money.
What theater was that?
The Center Theater in High Point. And he was fired. I didn't know that either.
Who was the man who employed him, you know?
Jake Evans. He was the manager, and I think that's who employed him.
In High Point?
Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Burlington, and he started working at the one-hour Martinizing. It's a dry cleaning establishment.
No, did Mr. Evans tell you this?
No.
That he had fired him because...
No, my boss at the Martinizing. See, I worked at the dry cleaners also.
At the movie theater, how did you find out he was fired for stealing?
Well, see, I didn't find out until a year later. I didn't know anything. I didn't know why he'd been fired, or I didn't even know he'd been fired.
Okay.
We just moved. And then my boss gives at the dry cleaners gave $3 silver, you see, for each $3 worth of dry cleaning. And one day, this past year, he came up short, silver dollars. And so he went around, and it had it boiled down to me and Tommy. And he accused me, didn't actually accuse me, but came to me, and I said, "Pete," I said, "this is ridiculous." I said, "I have not taken your silver dollars." He said, "Well," he said, "I believe you." He said, "So that just leaves it to one person." And I recalled him bringing home some silver dollars and giving it to the little kids for good report.